This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Come to order. Good morning, everyone, and thank you all for being here. If you are in the room with us, please make sure your electronics are turned to the quiet mode. We have rearranged the agenda just a little bit, and I'll talk about that. But first, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senator Crabtree?
Here.
Heinert, Shane Fish, Simmons,
here,
Zickman,
here,
Castleberry,
here,
and Duval,
here.
You have five members present.
All right, we do have a quorum. We have even more of a quorum now with Senator Shane Fish. Pages, would you please come up and introduce yourselves and tell us what you plan to do after this?
Hi, my name is Lainey LaPlante. I live on a ranch in Eagle Butte, and I attend Dupree High School.
I'm Ellie Westra. I go to Lincoln High School in Sioux Falls. I'll be graduating as a junior this year, but at this time I'm undecided where I will be attending college.
Ladies, thank you for spending the last 2 weeks with us. We appreciate all that you do. If you are testifying today, please make sure that you have signed the register. And if you're lobbying on behalf of a group, make sure you have on the right badge. Now, let's go back to our agenda. Do we have a motion on the minutes from last week? Motion by Crabtree, seconded by Shane Fish to approve the minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, the minutes are approved. Thank you. We did post a revised agenda. House Bill 1174 will not be heard today. We have only one bill on our agenda, Senate Bill 191, and we will start our bill hearing on that. Senate Bill 191 is an act to revise certain provisions regarding motor vehicle license plates. Proponent testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jim Bolin, State Senator, District 16, currently representing all of Union County and the southern rural portion of Lincoln County. This last fall, I was contacted by some individuals who live in Union County. They wanted me to bring a bill that would make some revisions in the number of license plates that people have on their cars, that are required to have on their cars. I told them I would do so, and that's what is before you now, Senate Bill 191. And at this time, I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Frisch, who will be presenting the proponent testimony for this change in the law. So thank you very much for your time, and we'll turn it over to our remote testifier. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Further proponent testimony from Mr. Frisch.
Okay, thank you. New vehicles are now designed a lot more aerodynamic. They have rounded front ends and really no good place to mount a front license plate. Drilling holes or fastening to a plastic grill are about the only options. Car manufacturers no longer install front license plate brackets. It's up to you to install them yourself. I know this from personal experience. I just purchased and received a new car 2 weeks ago, and I have this issue. Front plates can get in the way of technology, such as adaptive cruise control, lane keeping assistance, and automatic braking. Automatic car washes, the ones with rotary brushes, wreak havoc with front license plates. They will bend or crush over time, or even worse, crack or break the plastic grill they are mounted to. Red light and toll road cameras are designed to capture rear plates only. 20 states have now passed rear plates only, and of these 20 states, none of them have reverted back to two plates. Requiring rear plate only would have to save South Dakota some money. I'm not sure how much that would be. Thank you.
Thank you very much. further proponent testimony for Senate Bill 191? Seeing none, we will move into opponent testimony on Senate Bill 191. Opponent testimony.
Morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Jason Husby. I'm an assistant superintendent with the South Dakota Highway Patrol here on behalf of DPS today. I guess we're here to oppose Senate Bill 191 for a variety of reasons. I'll try and keep it brief here today, being this is the only bill up, and it might save some time, but this is an extremely important issue to us, so I want to make sure I convey our thoughts as well. I guess when we became aware of this bill, I sent a quick question out to our field troopers and field staff, just on specific examples they would have where a front license plate specifically helped them identify a vehicle and identify either a suspect or something. And I received so many responses that I kind of had to stop. And it, so I knew it was important, but there's a couple things I want to touch on before I get into that. One of the big things is that was brought to my attention, and I recall this, was typically in South Dakota, we have a lot of rural residents that live on gravel roads. In the wintertime, there is snow and other things that cover the rear license plate. And we utilize that front license plate a lot because it's typically clear to make sure that, you can tell if the plate's valid. Now, while a trooper can turn around and stop somebody for gravel road dust on the back of a car, that wears pretty thin with farmers fast when they're driving several miles of gravel road a day. So we use that. The other thing is I heard from rural residents that told me that they use that as well. And those are the people that really help us, either report crimes or they've got a lot of equipment sitting in the fields and they can instantly look at a pickup or something else and know if it's a local vehicle to the area. I don't know if anybody in the room has ever tried to meet a vehicle on the interstate at 80 miles an hour and read a rear license plate in your rearview mirror. Probably not, but it's almost impossible to do. And so the front plate is something our staff and other law enforcement rely on heavily. During my career, myself, I've recovered 6 stolen vehicles as a trooper. 5 of those were for license plate violations, so it's a definite indicator of that. What I'd like to do is get into some specific examples now here in South Dakota instead of just ad hoc type things. Last year, Trooper Luke Sieve in Sioux Falls heard of a pursuit that had occurred in Sioux Falls and then in Minnesota. Minnesota lost the vehicle. Trooper Sieve was able to set up in an area and identify a vehicle coming through his binoculars. He could read the front license plate, and troopers were able to put spike strips on the road before the car even got to them and eliminate another pursuit. In 2021, last year, Sergeant Mike Peterson, who's down in Mitchell, responded to a possible assault occurring on I-90. The victim was trying to call 911. But her husband that was beating her threw the phone out the window. The reason he was beating her, I should mention, is she didn't want to go to Huron to buy drugs with him. But it was a busy time on the interstate near Mitchell on I-90. And as you know, the summer traffic is heavy. Sergeant Peterson was actually able to identify, and it came in as a black SUV. That's very vague. And as the vehicle went by, he was able to read the front license plate, stop the car. And, going back and reading those reports, I think he had been choking and assaulting her, and we think he saved her life. Trooper Sam Pulse, also stationed in Mitchell, heard a call of a kidnapping out of Sioux Falls. Non-custodial parent took their child from a children's hospital, and as a suspect vehicle passed her again on the interstate at 80 miles an hour, she was able to read the front license plate, get the car stopped. Lieutenant Zach Bader, when he was a trooper stationed in Chamberlain, had heard we call it a BOLO, it's a be on the lookout for a Wyoming plated vehicle on a murder suspect that had occurred in Gillette earlier that day. Obviously starts paying attention to Wyoming license plates, and as a vehicle went by, he was able to positively identify the first 3 digits on the license plate and call for emergency backup before he even pulled out of the crossover to go stop the car. There's a lot of ways we use the front license plate. I guess I have automatic emergency braking on my patrol car. Obviously have license plates on that. During our testing, it hasn't interfered with it. Another thing we'll use is that often provides a leading edge for vehicle placement during crashes. The plate can superimpose upon the other vehicle, and it helps us identify where vehicles were at in the roadway and if possibly somebody was in a wrong area. I guess I'm not going to try and belabor it. Again, I gave 4 examples this morning, and I believe I received 28. I'm not going to sit here and read all 28 to you today. One additional item I will note is we already allow from one front license plate in South Dakota, SDCL 325179 to 183, would allow for a specialized license plate where you can put that single issue front or rear plate only, things like Corvettes, other specialized vehicles. I own one myself, so I will conclude and allow for the other opponents to approach. Thank you, and I'll remain here for questions.
Thank you. Further opponent testimony to Senate Bill 191.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Donna Leitsky. I'm the Executive Director and Lobbyist for the South Dakota Petroleum and Propane Marketers Association. I represent the convenience store people. In approximately 2003, we passed a bill in this body for gasoline drive-off theft. What that says in code is that if we can get a license plate, we're able to, through an affidavit, submit that to law enforcement, and then we can send that person a bill in the mail for stealing gasoline. And if everybody knows what the price of gas is today, you know that can be a substantial amount. We don't always know what position that car is going to be at our stations. We don't know if we're going to be able to capture the front or the back plate. So it is critical for us to be able to stop this theft and to recover our losses by viewing that front license plate. In addition, many times we get calls from people who will say, you put diesel in my, in my gasoline vehicle. The only way to identify those people sometimes is by a license plate. If they say, I'm in a black SUV, I'll use that again as an example. I might have 2 side-by-side on my islands. And the only way that we can determine who that person is that is complaining is by the identification of that license plate. So, well, I understand some of the concerns. We do urge you to defeat this bill, and I will stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, we're one of those black SUV owners ourselves. Further opponent testimony to Senate Bill 191.
Madam Chair and other members of the committee, my name is Kyle Kovar, and I'm here to oppose Senate Bill 191. I have a slideshow here that I wanted to present. Can I get right to it here? Let's see. I don't see it here on the desktop.
You should be able to go into that Manila folder on the bottom and go into the USB to try to find the USB flash.
Yeah. I'll make sure you mention that you're from 3M.
Yeah? Okay.
Hey, Chuck, he's in the room.
Sorry, it's not
that, sir.
No, it's
okay. Computers.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's Kyle Kovar with 3M. Yes, sorry about that.
Has he been badged for 3M? Have you registered with the Secretary of State's office as a lobbyist?
Yes, I have.
Perfect. Thank you.
My slides, I brought a printout too, so. Oh, there it is. Okay, great.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Okay, great. So again, Madam Chair, members of the committee, Kyle Kovar with 3M Transportation Safety, and I'm here to oppose Senate Bill 191. And in doing so, I wanted to just run through the importance of a front plate as well as a reissue. Oops. Okay, just a few facts here. In 2020, 38,680 people were killed in auto crashes. That's a 7.2% increase from 2019. We found 2.31 million people suffered injuries in motor vehicle traffic crashes. This is from NHTSA. And motor vehicle crashes continue to be a leading cause of accidental death in North America. AAA also did a study as well where they looked at different urban areas on crashes and found a statistical value of life is about $10 million. So reflective license plate cheating provides an opportunity to reduce fatalities, reduce injuries, oops, this wants to advance by itself, and reduce economic costs as well as improve safety. So law enforcement, DPS just spoke a little bit ago. So it is a low-cost tool to identify suspects in crimes. Without a front plate, they lose a critical tool to apprehend criminals. And they found in different testimonies that have been done, the North Dakota House of Representatives came forward and testified that it seems as though having one license plate is detrimental to law enforcement as having a pair of half a pair of handcuffs. Another key benefit besides that is public safety. In officer safety situations, identifying vehicles at a safe distance is very important, as well as vehicles approaching on the opposite side of the road to be able to identify those vehicles and identify also parked cars where rear plates are hidden, or trucks for that matter. And in many cases, the front plate is the only reflective surface on the front of the vehicle. In addition, amber and silver alerts, school bus safety, as well as identifying drive-off vehicles from convenience and fuel retail operations, which was also mentioned earlier, is also important. And there were some testimony earlier about how they've solved some crimes. Here's some recent ones here. This is from February 9th, just this year. They were able to record the license plate number on a vehicle where a woman was threatening some Days Inn employees in Sioux Falls, so they're able to do that. And then also, in the last 2 years, South Dakota found an increase in vehicle thefts. So those are up, and in Sioux Falls specifically, there was a big increase in the number of stolen cars that was reported by the Sioux Falls Police Department. And then one other article, four people have been arrested after several stolen vehicles were recovered at a storage facility in Rapid City. This is from February 5th. Again, these are all this year. And stolen vehicles that were found by its owner on Wednesday. So it was identified by the owner at that time back on February 5th. So one other item of note, front and rear plates, there's a study done by the Texas A&M Institute on Transportation. And the woman who actually conducted that found that the project allowed them to see how something as seemingly small as a license plate can have a tremendous impact on enforcement as well as operations. And just a couple of studies, study findings that they found was that 97% read rate for parked vehicles in two-plate states and a 76% read rate on one-plate states. And they found also that depending on the angle of the sun, front plates can be easier to read in daytime environment because of the effects of sun glare. So just a couple of quick slides here on license plate durability. They're designed to perform in a variety of climates. They're attached to the motor vehicle, and they're not stationary like a road sign is on the side of the road. So they're actually, the license plates themselves have several failure modes that occur, including mechanical damage, fading, brightness, as well as substrate corrosion and reduced reflectivity over time. So this, we haven't seen a lot of this in the Midwest, but it is around and it does abuse the plates quite often. So again, over time we lose brightness of plates. 100% reflectivity is when the plates are installed, so it's at the maximum reflectivity at that time. Over time, the plates lose their reflectivity about 50% for every year past that five-year period. And let's see if I can move this here. I can't. So this is 1 to 5 years on average. The reflectivity is just under 60%. And from here, it's 6 to 10 years. It's just over 40% of the retained reflectivity is available on that. So very important that that's replaced on a regular basis. So to reduce highway accidents at night, all number plates authorized by 32-5-82 shall be reflectorized. That was passed a while back. And in 2016 was the last reissue for South Dakota. So here we are in 2022, and I know there's a reissue that is looking to be done here shortly. So again, all important that that happens. So just to, that graph that I showed a little bit ago, this is just something that you can see in a visual. So after 7 years, this is from 250 feet away, 9 candelas per meter squared is what the measurement of reflectivity is here on a 7-year-old plate, whereas a new plate has about 50 candelas per meter squared. And as you can see, the visibility on both of these is much better on the right side as opposed to the left. That's a 7-year-old plate. And finally, with regular reissues and new plate designs, deters evasion by making out-of-date plates more obvious just by glancing at the plate itself. It provides the state with a prime opportunity to refresh its image. And then it's also a way to recognize and celebrate South Dakota when traveling in other states. So the general reissue, of course, is on the left. And then the Dignity plate, which is produced here in the state, is on the right. So just something to celebrate South Dakota with those specialty plates as well. That is all. So that's my concluding slide. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Further opponent testimony to Senate Bill 191.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm Lori Martinez with the South Dakota Police Chiefs Association, and the police chiefs oppose SB 191. From a law enforcement perspective, it is safer to have two plates, and we echo the comments made by Mr. Hughesby from DPS. Our opinion would be that the public safety needs override any cost savings realized by going to just a single plate for everyone. We urge you to oppose this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further opponent testimony.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Drew Duncan. I'm the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Insurance Alliance, and I'm an attorney from the city of Sioux Falls. The South Dakota Insurance Alliance represents the majority of the property and casualty insurers writing policies in the state of South Dakota. We are also opposed to this piece of legislation, Senate Bill 191, and it's for a specific purpose. The other purposes I think that you've been provided already are all very relevant in this matter, but the purpose that we rise today is related to hit-and-run accidents and the ability for law enforcement to have a better chance of seeing or law enforcement or those witnesses or others to see the plates if there's two, to find some identifying information if there's two plates front and back. And we would ask you to seriously consider that as you're thinking about Senate Bill 191. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further opponent testimony to Senate Bill 191? Any further opponents? Do we have anyone online?
Okay. I have one
All right.
last comment.
Yes, we will allow for rebuttal, Mr. Frisch, if you would like. Is that okay, Senator?
Okay.
All right. Mr. Frisch, you may have a rebuttal.
I understand these concerns, and I'm sure the 20 states that have now passed the single license plates had these same concerns, but somehow they were able to work through it and overcome and come up with a one plate policy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will close the testimony part of our hearing and move into committee questions. questions. Does anyone have any questions? Senator Zicmund.
Who else, right? This is for Major. Can the Major come up? And when your police, the police chase vehicles or look at vehicles that are speeding or whatever, how do they identify, how do they get a hold of, if you're doing 80, 90 miles an hour down the road and you meet that car on the interstate, how do they identify that license plate from the front?
Madam Chair, morning. Jason Husby, representing Department of Public Safety. It's funny you mention that, and I guess especially, and I'm speaking from the state trooper perspective here. I think everybody's going to do it a little bit different. Obviously, we're the ones dealing with that super high that high speed roadway, though. Reading license plates and identifying them actually becomes kind of a skill. And I understand even now, I don't work out in traffic like I used to. I'm an office guy now, and I've noticed that diminish a little bit. But I will tell you, when I was actively working the road as a trooper for, 15, 16 years, I could easily meet a car and read the entire license plate before I even conducted a U-turn, say, on a violation. Sitting on the interstate, to me, it was easy at the time to read those front license plates going by. So today, if I went and tried to do that, I'd have to get back into practice a little bit. Plus, I also wear some glasses now when I need to read close distances. So it does become a skill. You get very good at identifying color schemes, fonts, I can identify a Nebraska plate without having to read Nebraska. Same would go for Wyoming and just about every other state. So it is a little bit of a skill that you have to train to do, but it is quite easy to do, and it is significantly easier when there's a front plate, especially when the trooper or deputy or anybody is moving. And this is the example I'll give you, as our folks respond to a lot of driving complaints. I gave some other examples. And if it's a rear plate only, that trooper's got to stop into a crossover or a median to watch the car go by to their left. However, if I'm responding to something and I can see front plates, I can still continue to move in that direction. And that way, if it's something that needs me there quicker, and somebody, Mr. Duncan, I believe, brought up the hit-and-run crashes. There's a hit-and-run, and I'm moving to that hit-and-run. I don't have to pull over and watch cars go by. I can continue to drive to that hit-and-run and monitor front plates as I move. And Senator Zicmund, I'm sorry, does that answer your question? It was a little bit long there, but...
Yeah, follow-up. How do you... What do you do, or when you folks meet a car that is one of these 20, and I think it's low. I think there's about 25 states now that have a single plate only. But when you meet a vehicle like that that doesn't have a front license plate, that after a while, or if you chase them, you find out that they're from another state that allows it. How do you treat that,
Madam Chair? So like I told you earlier, so I can rattle off, or at the time, I could rattle off out of memory the one-plate states. And I think it's 19, but I'm not gonna bet anybody on that, bet the proponent on this.
We talked about this, by the way.
So I knew all of those, and I could probably sit here today in enough time rattle them off. So the... What I talked about, learning license plates, that's a state trooper's job. So if a vehicle went by and I didn't see a front plate, it did draw my attention. And I would look in the mirror, and typically I could tell, hey, a Georgia plate's got a big peach and it's this color. I knew the South Carolina, the Arizonas. I knew everybody that only required one front plate. So I could look in my mirror, verify that wasn't a South Dakota plate. I will tell you, luckily here, it's the minority of vehicles on the road. So it does draw your attention. But I've thought that several times, that we're fortunate we don't have to deal with it on the majority of vehicles, because it would make it more difficult. And again, I would say we do allow a rear plate only, and those obviously stand out.
Those are great plates.
I own one, sir.
Are you at all biased? Follow up?
I think that's all I have from the major.
Thanks, Madam Chair.
Senator Zickman, did you have further questions?
I thought I did.
All right.
No, I don't. I'll make some comments later. Thank you.
All right. Any questions from anyone else on the committee? Seeing none, we will now move into committee discussion and or action. Senator Zickman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, this is not a new issue, and whether it passes or doesn't pass, it's going to come up again and again and again if it doesn't pass. I think it's time to pass it and move it forward, but I like the single plate issue. I'd like to thank the sponsor and Mr. Frisch for bringing it forward, because it's going to be coming up again and again. I happen to have a history of license plates there. I did three. One was a veteran's license plate. One was for our historic vehicles, our motorcycles, trucks, and cars. And then the rear plate only, and they're all very popular, very good. The main thing is they're good for the people, and that's who they're that are the users of these products. I happen to be a person that's involved with SEMA, which is a Specialty Equipment Manufacturers Association across. They're an international company, and they make automotive parts for all kinds of vehicles, and they really are for the rear plate only, because they think not only it's good for the people, but it can save the people some money. So I know that we have the gentleman from 3M, and I don't know, can I ask another question to the person from 3M? That was the one I had.
Is it pertinent to this front plate issue?
Yes.
All right. Sure. Go ahead.
Can I, from 3M, please? Can you tell me, thank you, can you tell me what 3M actually does not make the plates, right? You just do the painting and the design, et cetera, of the plates. What does 3M have to do with license plates?
Mr. Kovar, please reintroduce yourself for those listening online.
Madam Chair, Kyle Kovar with 3M Company. We actually produce the reflective material, and then we actually provide that to the prison to make the plates themselves. And they have a printer, and they print onto the plates.
Follow-up?
Can you tell me roughly how many plates you make and how much those cost?
Madam Chair, I don't have that information here in front of me, so I'm not sure.
Okay, my point is that with a single plate only, the people in the state could save some dollars buying license plates. And many of our people have a lot of vehicles that they have to buy license plates for. And nothing against 3M or you. But the point is that the people in the state could save quite a bit of money. Thank you.
Thank you. Further committee discussion and or action? Senator Crabtree.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to send this to the 41st day.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Crabtree, seconded by Castleberry. Any comments on that motion?
Only briefly, Madam Chair. I appreciate the work that the good senator from Canton has put into this and continuing to work with his constituents. But it seems clear to me from the testimony today that the public safety concerns far outweigh any benefit we would see from this.
Thank you. Any further discussion? If not, we have a motion to defer to the 41st day. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Crabtree?
Aye.
Heinert is excused. Shane Fish?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Zickman?
No.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Duval?
Aye.
You have 5 ayes and 1 no.
Thank you very much. So that bill is deferred to the 41st day. Thank you, everyone. Looking ahead, we have so far 2 House bills on our bill log. So plan next week. If we meet, we might meet on Friday, depending on what happens on crossover day. Otherwise, have a great weekend. All right. Is there a motion to adjourn? Moved by Shane Fish, seconded by Simmons. All in favor say aye. We are adjourned.